This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk. One Geek Squawking. Jess Andu, yeah. What are you squawking about today?
Yeah, so you'll be going to Manchester
yes,
United.
Yes, I am.
Going to watch a game there at Old Trafford, right?
Yes.
Well, the one advice that I can give you right now, besides going there to support the away team, is not to bring your iPads or any tablet devices, because Manchester United have just banned all tablets or all devices 7 inches and above from entering the stadium.
My phone.
So large devices, including laptops, tablets, will be part of this prohibited items for match days. And you might be wondering, you know, why?
Yeah.
Because apparently there were just too many spectators using these tablets during match days, and it became a distraction for the others around them, and possibly even the players too, because they were horrible last year. Sorry, Shankar, it's very true. Anyways, and you know what? Chances are that those people are actually using their tablets to take selfies. And I think the reason why they're doing that is because there weren't any particularly interesting thing to take using the rear camera, if you know what I mean. Again, sorry, United supporters. But that was an open goal, pun intended. I will send this to Shankar afterwards. Moving along to another story.
I'm just thinking, before that, okay, you're distracting because it's larger, but it's not so
you see it in concerts as well.
Yeah.
People just carry their iPads and start recording. It's like, don't do that. Like you
can't see. Other people can't see.
I mean, that phone, it's still, if you really just want to record, use your phone. It's fine. Your phone is small. When you carry an iPad, it just becomes a distraction. I remember a friend of mine who was standing behind a guy watching a concert, and he was practically watching half of the concert through this stranger's iPad, because he can't see anything except for the iPad. Be like, I paid 400 ringgit for this iPad concert. So it's a good thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Okay,
Anyway, Samsung is rumored to be showing off their virtual reality headset at the upcoming product event in early September. It's according to The Verge. The company is widely expected to announce the next Galaxy Note 4.
Oh, yes.
In early September, and might also give a preview to a codenamed Project Moonlight, which is actually strangely similar to Google's VR cardboard thingy that they did during the Google I/O conference. They gave everyone this cardboard that you can make into a virtual headset.
Yes.
So it's very suspect because it looks exactly the same. Although it's not made from cardboard, it's made from proper plastic material. But even then, I just really cannot understand why this thing looks so similar, and they're announcing it after they saw the VR cardboard, and
and some people say it's innovation.
Some people
because you
say,
improve on whatever is available.
Because that was cardboard, and now they're making it into plastic. So, anyways, mark your calendars down. September 3rd. It's about 3 weeks from now. You might even see the Galaxy Note 4.
Right.
Earlier this week, Microsoft, they launched the all new Nokia 130 handset that will sell for just 19 euros or $25. It's a basic cell phone. It's not a smartphone. It's a cell phone. It supports MP3 videos along with like FM radio, flashlight. This is like 90s kind of feature phones settings, right? It's so basic. And it's something that, Nokia used to make in the late 90s. And they're selling it for only $25, which is, of course, they are targeting the users in the emerging markets.
Right.
But what's interesting that, Microsoft, although they seem to be killing off the Nokia feature phones and the Android phones, they killed it off already. They obviously see a growth in, the emerging markets that are slowly now being dominated by the likes of Samsung, Xiaomi, and Lenovo, and Huawei.
Right.
Apparently, there's over like a billion. Microsoft have sold 1 billion of these feature phones.
Serious.
Hence they improved this feature phones because it's just a huge demand there. And for $25, it's just a bargain.
Yeah, so it's a volume volume game here.
Yeah. So they believe that the 130 will create a Microsoft account to its new users, and then making them become hooked on into the Microsoft ecosystem, and then obviously they're hoping that on when they can afford a smartphone, they will then become a Windows phone user.
Okay.
But I don't know, time will tell whether the strategy will work. It's a bit far-fetched. It will take years. But if it does work out, it'll be great for them because obviously the emerging markets will then slowly become into a developed nation, and they will then have, you know, middle class, and they will have like a huge amount of middle class, and they all will move into smartphones sooner or later.
So these are, it's going to be real emerging markets, you know, because like most, if you even you talk about the Indochina countries, a lot of them already,
they are smartphone users already.
So it must be, you know, but interesting strategy. Let's see if it works for $25, you know. It's a steal. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, Alt-J, it's actually Ali Johan, BFM's favorite band. Mm. They just released a new single. It's called The Left Hand Free. Do check out the video. It's actually really cool. They're getting into a bit of trouble at the moment because they were saying that, you know, left hand free is, you know, left hand is when you use your hand to shoot a gun. So there's this whole gun policy system in the US.
Okay.
And apparently there's this, the whole federation of, you know, the community of where they have all this rifle community stuff and all. They apparently said, you know, this can be our theme song. And there's a whole big bang about the whole song.
So anyway, if you watch the video, you sort of make the connection.
It's a good video anyways. This is Alt-J with Left Hand Free, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.